Yo, what is up? It is your boy Ananias today, back with another podcast. It's actually been a minute, man. How you been? You know what I'm saying? It's been a while. Well, today's topic we about to dive into. Hope you're ready for this one. It's gonna be a good one. Is how much time do you really have in life? The answer will shock you. Now, here's the thing, man. People always say life is short or whatever. You know what I'm saying? We all know that you can die at any moment, unexpected things. You could die from freaking hurricane or a terrorist attack, you know, or just heart attack. Anything could happen to you, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody safe out here. But today we're going to get into it, right? So first off, you left, you start out, you're a baby. You can't really do much for yourself. Your parents change your shit. You know what I'm saying? Until you like... So, like, let's say 5, right? You're not a baby no more. You're starting to become a kid. You're a child now. So then all the way from being a child from, let's say, 5 years old to about 13, right? Then you're a teenager, right? And then you're in middle school. Then you go to high school, right? So that's 13 all the way to 18, right? But most people I've noticed that are my age, they don't get to just do whatever the hell that they want. Because since they still live at home with their parents, they can't just decide, oh, I'm going to go here or I'm going to go there. Because they'll be like, get your ass out of my house. And being homeless is not the move, right? So they just listen to what their parents say. So until they hit about 20 years old, 21, then that's when they can really start to do what they want to do, right? I think we can all agree upon that. So when you're 20, 21, you can finally start to live your life and experience life how you actually want to. Now, this is where we're going to break up how much time you actually have and how much time we spend on things. So we get 8 hours of sleep a day, right? Now, most people don't get 8 hours of sleep because social media now and everybody's checking their damn phone and they can't go to sleep. So the sleep that they do get isn't bad. But let's just say you get 8 hours of sleep, right? That's 1/3 of your life that you just waste away just sleeping. Just because you're trying to catch some disease. You know what I'm saying? Just because you're trying to sleep, right? 1/3 of your life, that's gone. You can't get that back. All right. So that's 16 hours left in the day. Well, let's say you're going to college, right? Let's say you got to go to school for 8 hours a day. Then that's another 1/3 of your life gone, going to school. Or let's say you only go to school part-time for now. Let's say you're still young. You go to school part-time. So you go to school maybe 4 hours a day. Then you go work a part-time job. That's another 4 hours. That's 8 hours a day gone. School work gone. So then it's like, damn. So then after you do that, you look. Well, that's 16 hours out the day. We only get 24. Next thing you know, we spend the rest of our time. This is free time, right? You know what I'm saying? Going out, doing things that we like to do. Like, let's say if you like to go party, hey, you know what I'm saying? You can go party, do your thing, you know what I'm saying? Or hang out with the gang, you know what I'm saying? If you're in a gang, please don't come for me, you know, I'd hurt you. Anyways, and let's just say, ladies, you know what I'm saying? Maybe you like to twerk a little bit, or maybe you like to smoke you some weed, maybe you like to drink, maybe you want to just watch Netflix and chill or whatever, or you just want to look at your phone and scroll on social media and see what, you know what I'm saying, Quavo's doing or something, right? And then you spend this time also being depressed, being hurt, being upset, being angry, crying, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that, and being sick. So that's pretty much life, right? You sleep for 1/3 of it, you work for 1/3 of it, and then you try to have fun with the little bit of time that you have left, right? So what I did was I actually Googled this. And so this is the question I Googled. Let me pull it up real quick. I Googled, what is the average life expectancy in the United States? And this was from 2016. I don't know why they don't have the 2017-18 one, but whatever. And it says it's 78 years in the U.S. Now, me personally, I don't think it's that long. I think people die before that. Especially nowadays, the way things are going, I just don't think that. But let's just go with that. Let's just say it's 78 years, right? Well, we already know the first 20 years, you can't really do anything that you want unless it's what your parents want you to do, right? Like, in terms of actually doing what you want to do with your life. So that's 20 years gone. So that's 58 years, right? And we got to chop it up into thirds, like your life into thirds. And the number will shock you. You only get 19 years, right? That's the eight hours a day, right? That adds up to 19 years out of the 58 years you're alive for you to do what you want, right? That's crazy, man. I only get 19 years to actually do stuff that I actually want to do, man. Like, the time just goes, right? And you can't get it back. So this is the question that I have for you today. Are you doing something that you want to do with your life? Are you actually happy with the way that it's going? Right? Because as we clearly can see, it's not long at all. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely not long. And most of the time that we spend is doing stuff that we don't enjoy. Like, yeah, sleep is good, but you're not doing anything with sleep. You're not having a good time. You just sleep. And then work. Nobody likes to work. You know what I'm saying? Unless if you love your job or something, but most people don't. And then the free time, it's like, whatever you want to do with your life, man, you got to do it. You got to make sure that it's fun for you. You got to make sure that you love it and that it's something that you can say, I'm happy spending these 8 hours doing what I'm doing. I'm not just upset or depressed or irritated the whole day. Because if you spend your life just being irritated and upset, that's not cool, man. Because one day is going to end and damn it, that's it. So just wanted to challenge you about that and open up your mind, because maybe you may start living different. Maybe you're like, damn it, I love how my life is going. If so, more power to you, man. Just make sure that whatever you're doing, that you love it. And that's all for this podcast today. I'm gonna let you go. Peace.